God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in love.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Aru! And greetings, earthlings, on this fine and near midsummer's temperate day. This evening, the dog poet is hovering in the psychic realm. As some of you know, I've been under attack this last week by members of a personality cult about 1,000 kilometers from here. I thought we'd seen the last of it, but I've gotten so many letters, I think it's best I just grant a last one-off about the matter entire and leave it to the judgment of the individual to form their own opinion. I'm not going to get into any details this evening because there aren't any details, really. There are some made-up events and claims of no provenance. And I can't tell you anything because there isn't anything to tell, except there's near 20 pages in an internet forum where a type of Mooney are having at me for something. I haven't been and I'm not going, but I do want to give a little background. The people having at me claim to be communicating with themselves in the future across a vast dimension of time. They use a Ouija board for this. Ouija boards allow for communication with entities on an etheric psychic plane. It's not a spiritual tool. It's a psychic tool, and most anyone who gets involved with this sort of thing eventually winds up deceived and even possessed. It's all downhill from there. Of course, I can't really talk. I have invisible friends. One of them has an elephant's head. Another rides in a flaming chariot across the heavens every day for hundreds of millions of years, and talks with a loud, booming voice, which I guess you'd sort of expect. Another one is the soul of nature, or Lady Nature, as I call her, and then there are these angels that hang out and are supposed to be helping me out. Sometimes I wonder about that. Of course, I will say in my defense that the traditions of the world's oldest spiritual legacy stand firmly behind these entities and people which I am speaking, with a lot more reputation and cachet than me. Individuals of such an order have had similar experiences. As for the Ouija board scene, well, that's more the area of psychics and mediums, and I've no use for that myself. A few years ago, I was reading about channeling, and the writer said that at the very moment, there were over a dozen people channeling Jesus Christ, and easily that number channeling the Archangel Michael. He's the most popular of the angels for some reason. Then there was some number of them channeling Moses and Abraham and others, all kinds of people, Joan of Arc for that matter, Napoleon. I'm serious. They were all doing this for money, and some of them were doing it for a lot of money. And I couldn't figure out what all these celestial entities and non-celestial entities were doing talking through all of these channels and generally providing wide-range generic information that would be more useful as a sleep aid than something you would consider as important to know. It could be that I haven't met the right medium or the right psychic, but I've never gotten anything useful from any of these oracles, and the places you're most likely to see a Ouija board is in a teen slasher film. I'm not saying there isn't good information out there, in there, but getting it is kind of like picking up the telephone book and calling people until you find someone who can tell you what you want to know. There are easier, well, maybe not easier, but far more certain ways to unveil the wonders of the cosmos than to hang out on the Nickelodeon end of the equation. But we live in an age of expediency and convenience, expected expediency and demanded convenience. And this is where all those New Age conventions come from, all those seminars, all those intensives, all those retreats, and all those meaningless diplomas. I belonged to an occult society for a while, and there was a whole side to it that I had to do with taking tests and proving your level of awareness. I went to a couple of gatherings, and there were talks by some people who had put a little time into researching their subjects, but were vain about the wrong things and defensive about others, and I seldom met anyone in that organization that made me want to have a conversation with them. At one of the gatherings, several of them dressed up in cheap robes of various colors, with symbols on them, and did a ritual that I got nothing from. I met one of the founders of the organization, and she was the genuine article. But I've realized over the course of time that you're just not going to run into too many people who have the item, whatever the item may be. I would take the test, but I would never send them in, and I never looked for or accepted titles. I wanted the real item. I don't want to be a player in some form of spiritual Dungeons and Dragons. I don't want to live in a video game. I wanted to know how to get in and out of it with the idea of escaping altogether, because I could see the world was a web constructed by a spider that fed on the inhabitants. I will tell you what the item is not. It's not slander and wild accusations and enemies lists. It's not dysfunctional living or a mad scramble for influence, money, and personal power. It's not those things you see in the general marketplace of life, because it's not supposed to deal with the marketplace of life. It is supposed to take you out of there, or at least show you how to live here. And if there is a connection to the marketplace, then it's recognized in its value, for its value, and it's under control. It's not controlling you, in other words. And that is where we find most of the world at this time. When you're being controlled by something, you are under its spell. So it's a good idea to be very clear about your desire of what you want to be under the control of. In this world, people are under the control of their passions, and their passions generate colorful gases, which manifest intoxications in the brain, which cause various delusions. The bad news about delusions is they keep you from clarity. Without clarity, you're doomed, because human life operates on a cycle of cause and effect, and people repeat the course of delusions through numbers of lifetimes and are only freed from them with great pain. This is why one should seek the source of their being, because it is there. It's there that wisdom and understanding reside, and without these key qualities, you're lost in a moonscape of unreal things. I'm looking for the item, and I won't be satisfied with anything else. I've had the good fortune to have had my attractions pummeled out of me. I know there's nothing to be found there, so I seek each day for the actualization of the item within me. It's been called the pearl of great price, the philosopher's stone, self-realization, enlightenment, and other terms have been used to define this special state. That it exists, we can have no doubt, because people who possessed it walked among us as examples of its existence. It can be obtained and actualized in the presence of a realized master, but there are few and far between. Most seekers are not looking for the thing itself. They are looking for a spot in the pecking order and a place at the feet of the master. The master doesn't actually want that. He wants you to take hold of what he has and be an equal in a marvelous fellowship of souls. One of the greatest of all the masters who traveled here was Jesus Christ. He said to call him friend, not master, because a servant doesn't know what his master is about. Jesus was a man. Christ is a station. When Jesus entered into that station, he became more than a man. That station is open to every soul who will pass through the tests necessary to achieve it. It's not to be found in the company of those with titles and degrees of self-importance. is not to be found in the company of well-known men of influence in suits who set policies for millions, but whose real job is to control an organization that distorts the measure and the meaning of the one they purport to serve. Through ordinary times, and ordinary times, these organizations exist to provide hope of the hereafter and transmit a moral code for behavior. This all has to do with control, and these are not normal times, so that is something to keep in mind. You have the opportunity to achieve something remarkable at this time. It is extended on the hand of grace, and all you have to do is strive for it and want it more than anything else. It has to dominate your thoughts, and you are helped along the way. Organizations can't help you. Seminars can't help you. Charismatic individuals can't help you. This help is within. It doesn't cost money, but it does cost something. You don't have to sign papers or perform funny rituals. Sometimes rituals are useful to prepare the mind, but they can be problematic when they come with an agenda, and the agenda is control of the fateful for the objectives of the few. Because the usual order of things is breaking down at the coming of this new age, there are all kinds of political and religious cults springing up, which are seeking adherents who will give them the power of numbers so that they can attain power for themselves. You have to be wary. You have to be after the genuine item. It's very simple, really. You must live a certain way, and you must meditate and pray and hammer on the one within to appear. Everything is to be found there. Everything inside and outside is to be found there. You can't have anything inside or outside in any way, well, that could matter to you, unless you have it in respect of the presence within. No matter where you might think you are, you're only at some place, some point in the testing, which is all that goes on down here. You meet each test with the understanding that the one is handling it on your behalf. And if you do that, you can't go wrong. There's no need to seek out knowledge. There's no need to join into large congregations or any of the traditions that have been active until this point. I'm not saying that what you seek cannot be found in any of these. People have. I'm saying that part of finding the item is passing out of the control network of these organizations and traditions. Excuse me. Eventually, it's just you and the one in some type of relationship. There's no joy and no peace to be had without the one. There's nothing you're seeking or could be seeking that can operate in any lasting or useful way does not engage the one. The one lives in you. You have no life without it. The one is you as you really are, and all that stands between you and union with the one are those things that are not part of the one and you hold on to. These things as evidence of who you think you are. You won't find anyone anywhere who isn't at some distance from the one, by intention or ignorance. You will find no life, now or ever, that was not made meaningful except by the one. You have to pursue this union to the exclusion of everything else because nothing means anything without it. Nothing means anything without it. This kind of talk upsets a lot of people, but they're not seeking the item, and I'm not talking to anyone who isn't, except maybe by accident. Well, everyone is looking for the item because everyone knows that something is missing. Everyone knows this, but they have their reasons in doing other things and thinking about other things. Everyone has their reasons for how they are, and they will have these reasons until they run out of reasons, and then there will be only one reason for anything. I don't have any negative thoughts about people. The people who make things up about me, I have actually dealt with this my whole life, and I'm used to it. I'm out of the reach of most things these days like that, and there isn't anything that can interfere with what I do except me, and why would I do that? I realize the motivations of people for what they do, and I recognize what the general results are, so I can sincerely say I bear no ill will across the board. I might have wished it would have been easier for me at times, but it wasn't. And it must have been necessary, and if it wasn't necessary, then it could only have been my fault. We're dealing with eternity, so it's not important at what stage of one's life One gets to the point where they can see well enough to be always after the item. The important thing is to get there. All you'll ever get from me here or anywhere is some version of what you've got here tonight. It's just one thing that contains everything, as well as the intimate knowledge and awareness of all things. What we do here is talk around it and about it, hoping the importance of the subject is not lost upon the listener. You can think of your life as a cassette tape. It goes into the machine at birth, and there's a certain amount of time on the tape. We all come in here with a certain amount of time, and that time is granted to us to achieve something specific. If you don't, well, there's something that can happen within the passage of the course of the tape. It takes you outside the dimensions of repeating cassette tapes. The limitations of ordinary life are gone. It's as consummation devoutly to be wished. Well, one way or another, we've come to the end of another broadcast. Something like that cassette tape. A little life within a larger life. If you want to be eternal, then emulate those things that are. I'll see you next week if there is one, and I pray that you find that item. One of us surely shall. That said, aloha and aroo!
You can see him in the morning when the sun is...
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.